Spring is a season full of new life and new opportunities to celebrate. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller. Anniversaries, new babies, graduations, plus everything in between, discover the perfect gift for every occasion. Visit us at The Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or Easton Town Center.
Hockey Dudes, Epi, partly pre-recorded conversation I was having with Tito. Columbus Tito, not Cleveland Tito. I had to be very...
That would have been awesome, though.
Listen, I love Terry Francona. I love that man. I wish he was the manager of my baseball team, because that guy loves baseball. I feel like that's the first key. Whenever you hire a manager of the team, he has to love baseball.
Yes.
Cleveland Tito
loves baseball. He loves it.
He just loves talking ball.
He loves it so much, he goes through, like, 5 medical scares a season, but still comes back.
Yeah, it's like, it's just amazing.
It's baseball or nothing for him.
He's amazing. He's been the reason why I think the Guardians have and Indians have made the playoffs like year in, year out. You got a hell of a manager. Knows how to manage a ball club.
Yeah. Yeah, you really don't think about the manager of a baseball club being that important, but you know, when you have a manager that just goes from place to place and has continued success, you think Tito.
Anyway, I talked to Columbus Tito. He does, he's a great dude. He does Fan Sports Sunday, and we opened the show talking about Johnny Gaudreau. So I'll just throw that in there. It's just nice. It's just nice to hear from the, not the simple-minded folks, but the simple-minded Blue Jackets fans.
You know, the common fan.
Because there's been a lot of common takes coming out. You know, anytime the Blue Jackets do something big and important, it brings out the, not the fair weather fans.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay. I fully welcome those people. I understand, like, my sports team doesn't need to be the team that you follow religiously like I do.
Correct.
But there is that certain, like, just know if you're going to hop in the arena with me, like, I'm going to deliver all the things I know about him. So, it's just crazy because I think it's just funny. It just takes me back to that day that we got Johnny Gaudreau, which was, like, a little less than a week ago, but it's been about a week. It meant something different for you and me because we were fans of the league.
Yes, and it was just nice being a fan of the league, seeing – just about every person lose their mind that a guy of Johnny Gaudreau's statue came here to play hockey.
I think the 3 biggest free agent dudes that have hit the market the last 3 years, or at least last 3 or 4 years, have been Johnny Ham and Cheese, Jack Eichel, or not Jack Eichel, Taylor Hall.
Yeah.
That was a big one. When he hit the market.
Yeah. Panarin. We were on the wrong side of that one.
Yeah, we were on the wrong side of that one. And this one feels a lot like when Taylor Hall joined Buffalo. Even though he only did it for 1 year.
Yes. I forgot all about that.
Do you remember how crazy that day
was
on Twitter?
That was insane. I completely forgot he played for Buffalo because he didn't even play the full season there.
Right, and he wanted to play like
with Jack Eichel.
With Jack Eichel. Did not play 1 minute with Jack Eichel.
No. And didn't even play his whole season in Buffalo. That's a good trivia question. I would have been like, false. He did not play half a season.
Who did he leave? I can't even remember. Oh, the
Yotes. Devils. The Yotes. The Devils traded him to the Yotes because the Yotes were like, we're going to win the Stanley Cup this year. That didn't happen. So then he left the Yotes because he's like, this team's garbage, but then went to an arguably just as garbage team.
What was that? Was that the 2019 Coyotes team? I got to look up and see.
I think it was the 2019-2020 because
right,
they were in
the
bubble.
Yeah, they were in the bubble. Oh, what a bunch of legends.
The Devils traded Taylor Hall because they're like, yeah, if you want to give us a first-round pick for Taylor Hall, go ahead.
Any guess? So this was, mind you, this is when the Yotes decided we're going full in. We're going for the Stanley Cup.
Phil Kessel.
Who was their leading point scorer on that team?
Not Taylor Hall.
Nope.
Not Phil Kessel.
Nope.
Clayton Keller.
He was second. You're never gonna get this name.
Probably not.
Nick Schmaltz.
I think he's still there, right?
45 points in 70 games.
And they were like, yep, we're Stanley Cup contending team.
Oh, man. Clayton
and
Keller.
Now, full circle.
No arena.
They're playing at a college arena that seats 4,000 people.
They're playing at Chiller North.
Stay hot, Yotes.
Stay hot. And there was, I just remember Yotes fans. Well, first of all, that's just a hell of a statement. Yeah. I remember Yotes fans. I remember people on Twitter were like, he's going to re-sign. Like that, you always believe when a free agent becomes a free agent that he's going to re-sign with your team.
You talk yourself into every possibility of him re-signing.
No matter how bad the signs are that he is not re-signing
or with how team. Bad your team is.
Like when we lost Panarin... Panarin was literally trolling Blue Jackets fans on his Instagram page.
Yeah.
He posted a picture of him on the cell phone adding the NHL. Like, who's calling?
Yeah.
And then he went to Florida, hung out in a pool, and said, the weather sucks.
the weather ain't too bad down here.
And we sat here and said,
He's
coming
staying.
Back. He's coming back.
He's staying.
He did the whole long wave and everything. But, and honestly... I take myself back to that night before free agency hit, and I saw the news that Yarmo sent out a
$13 million contract.
8-year, $13 million contract, and I believed for one last time.
This is it.
He's taking it.
He's staying. Little did we know, he did say no, but little did we know we were going to get arguably just as good of a player. For less money.
So much less money and so many longer years, at least. I mean, and just like, it was just crazy going back to less than a week ago. We knew Johnny Ham and Cheese was on the market, and we jokingly said, why not us on the broad? Like, we on the podcast before, we were like, I asked you point blank, I said, does Johnny Ham and Cheese want to start a family? And you were like, I think he's only worried about ham and cheese sandwiches. And I looked at you and I said, you're so right. He's only worried about ham and cheese sandwiches. And I thought he was going to go back to Philly. I thought he was going to go to New Jersey, Islanders. Although I wouldn't have seen the Island. Nobody signs with the Islanders.
Nobody. Nobody wants to go to Long Island. Nobody wants to play at Long Island when they could play for the Devils that's right across the street from Manhattan or just... in Manhattan.
But then also, nobody signs with the Devils.
Correct.
And then the Flyers have Torts.
Yeah.
Nobody signs with Torts.
Those three teams, not happening.
In fact, looking back on it, Cam Atkinson was a big reason why Johnny Gaudreau went to Columbus, because he had a good relationship with Cam, and Cam obviously rebought his house in Columbus and said a lot of nice things about Columbus. Cam Atkinson plays for the Flyers.
He's playing for Torts.
He's playing for Torts for the Flyers and said,
do you think Cam was like, you don't want to play for Torts?
I think Johnny knew, I don't want to play
for Torts.
Dude, poor Cam Atkinson. That brother.
And then every Flames fan practically giving Johnny Gaudreau the LeBron James treatment when he left the Cavs.
Dude, it's been bad from Flames Twitter. It has been bad.
I saw from Mike Commodore, he made a good point on most likely the reason why he didn't want to re-sign with Calgary. He made a couple points. He said, one, they have like one of the oldest barns in the NHL.
Cool on TV.
Yeah.
Not cool in person.
And then he said, two, he's been having to live in Canada the last 2 years with all the COVID policies.
COVID Canada.
That man said, basically, he did call it COVID Canada.
That man said, get me under the stars and stripes.
Yeah. Mike Commodore, a Canadian, was like, I don't blame him for not wanting to live in Canada.
Apparently, like he and Commodore said in that tweet that they're talking about locking it back up this fall again.
Yeah.
Small of them.
And then he was like, half the games they played with no fans again this season.
Why would he go back?
Yeah. And he was American.
He said, I want to go home.
Yeah, he's American.
Little did we know, home was just over a fake line that goes east to west.
Yeah, and little did we know, home was Columbus, Ohio.
I'm coming home.
He chose
unreal. It's just unreal looking back at it. Like, I go back to the night that it happened, and 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock was the time we saw some digits. We saw some digits. The Blue Jackets have offered, what was it, 5 years, 12 mil a year or something like that.
Say that again?
Like, it was around 5 o'clock last week when we got, like, an official number of what the Blue Jackets had offered Johnny Gaudreau.
So, I sent you that photo, the tweet. Like, it was like that Frank Saravelli said, like, 7 years at 12 million.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, oh. And then it was, like, a little bit like, oh, okay, like, we sent him a deal. Like, good for you.
We actually made an offer.
Like, good for us. Like, we tried.
Yeah. And then
I would have been completely content.
My second thought from that was, he's probably like, that's not enough money for me to come to Columbus, Ohio.
No, it's too much money.
It is too much. Please stop. Take some of that back. So, it's too much money.
So put yourself back in the brain. At 5 o'clock, we hear Blue Jackets have sent an offer in, and then we also hear Blue Jackets are top three. You start thinking in your head, oh, good for us.
We actually, like, we made it to the Final Four.
Like good for us.
We made it to the Final Four.
Like, we've been here before. We don't usually clutch up.
Yeah, and, you know, very rarely are we ever in anyone's top four.
So, just good for us. Like, we were like, thank you, Johnny, for considering us. Like, we would have taken that. And then, 2 hours later, I get a text, Johnny Hockey is coming to Columbus. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what? He's a Blue Jacket. He's a Blue Jacket. It makes
crazy, right?
It makes no sense.
Like,
it makes no
sense.
When
I was sitting in my truck waiting for you to get here, I, like, this was posted an hour ago, and I went on Instagram and I saw this.
Jersey's so big.
And I just saw this, and I'm like, it still does not feel real.
Makes no sense.
That Johnny Gaudreau is sitting in a Blue Jackets jersey.
Of all the sweaters. Of all the
31
sweaters.
Other jerseys he could have chose from.
It's just like, for the longest time, the Blue Jackets, like, only meant something to the people of Columbus. Like, you never think, like, that people look at the Blue Jackets like, oh, I wish to be a Blue Jacket.
Like, he's so happy. Looks so happy. To take less money.
It's unreal, man. It's unreal. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hello.
He's got the flops. Wait, because here's the thing. Here's what we didn't expect. We did not count in the fact that he had been living in Canada, which I think to everybody, for one second, Canada does seem cool. Might be a fun place to visit. But
according to Mike Commodore, it's COVID Canada.
And here's what Bobby... Can I tell you what Bobby Carpenter said about Canada?
Throw it on me.
He said... He's like, I don't blame him for wanting to live in Canada. They're practically communist at this point.
I don't know enough about Canadian politics, but
neither
sure.
Neither do I.
Roll with it, Bobby.
But if anybody's more likely to have spent long-term time in Canada, it's Bobby, because that guy's got more money than me, and he's older. So... he's had more life experience with that. I think that's honestly it, though. Like, he just looked at it like, man, I just want a new spot.
Yeah.
I spent 8 years in Calgary. It's a long time to spend
in
Calgary.
It starts snowing in, like, the beginning of October.
So he was just like, get me out of here. And he took Columbus. And now here's...
I think what's more crazy, him deciding to leave Calgary or him choosing Columbus, Ohio?
Him choosing Columbus. No, I can understand why he wanted to leave Calgary.
It just doesn't make any sense. I'd like to just really... because he took less money, so I...
Well, I think about this point, because I did talk to Bobby about this during one of the breaks. I asked him, I was like, is it just does he just a guy that wants to live in a smaller city? Like, is it the comfortability of... He's like, absolutely. He's like, if you go and live in New York, Philadelphia, or Boston, any of these big cities, you're a nobody, kind of. Like, you walk around
there.
Yeah,
no, I've seen that. Like, here, he will be recognized
right,
a lot.
And appreciated.
Yeah.
And just, you know, you're the guy.
Yeah, like, and I mean, he could, like, you could make the argument, like, he thinks I take less money, but since I'll be the guy there, I can get a lot of sponsor and advertisement money. A
lot of sponsor and advertisement money, cheaper houses, I'm sure, even though they are expensive, housing market's bad. Hopefully nobody told him about that.
Well, I think he just knew that everywhere.
He just knew that everywhere. I hope he knows that we have no trains.
Yeah.
He doesn't strike me as a huge train guy.
But less taxes here in Ohio than, I'm assuming, Philadelphia or New York.
Has anybody taken him to Zumbezi Bay yet?
With those flip-flops, he looks like he'd enjoy some Zumbezi Bay.
He's ready for Zumbezi Bay. Absolutely, brother. Has anybody taken him to a Crew game yet?
Maybe he's just a really big football guy.
And yeah, he just wants to go to the horseshoe. He could be a huge football guy. That is one thing that Philadelphia doesn't have. They don't have a horseshoe. They have the link, but those fans get too plastered.
You don't want to be around
those. You don't want to be at the link. And then
Long Island, no stadium.
No stadium. They got the Belmont Stakes.
New Jersey has a stadium.
They have two football teams.
Yeah, so you really can't choose.
But they're not even called New Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, we've driven through New Jersey. Like, it just becomes city pretty much as soon as you hit New Jersey. You don't see grass until you hit Central Park.
Yeah, and that's the only grass you're seeing. Other than that, you're just seeing concrete.
So it's just, it makes sense when you look back at it, but it's just funny. Like, realistically, there were probably only four or five teams that could afford Johnny Gaudreau this year, right? Like the Panthers couldn't have afforded him.
Yeah.
The Bolts,
I have no idea how the Bolts are going to have any cap space.
Oh, they're just going to fake it. And I've been waiting to say that. People are like, what are the Jets going to do? They got to do something. That's true. We got to do something. Or you could just fake it.
Yeah.
Like the Bolts did.
Fake it till you make it.
$18 million over the cap.
Yeah. I don't know, and I guess if you also think about it, like, if he really wanted out of Calgary that bad, he could have, like, requested a trade or something, but Calgary is, like, a smaller city in Canada.
Right.
I'd say it's comparable to Columbus.
Right.
So maybe, that's just always been him. It's just a smaller city guy.
And that's why I see what Calgary Flames fans are saying on Twitter, and, like, the news reporter that did that thing where he's like, I'll be here unless I get offered a job in Columbus. Those were the same jokes we were making 3 years ago.
To Panarin.
Like, we were down that bad.
Yeah.
So, my brothers and sisters in Calgary, peace be with you.
Peace be with you. And there's going to be way more scrutiny through the media in Calgary than he is going to ever get in Columbus, Ohio.
Absolutely.
It's not even going to be close.
But also, here's the other thing about Calgary, and here's why you should be. You guys play in the West. You guys don't need him.
Yeah.
You play in the West.
You'll be in the playoffs. You
got
to play the Kraken four times this year.
We got five SC contenders in our division.
And then we got a team in our conference that's been to the last three SC finals.
It's not easy over here, brothers.
No.
It's not easy.
No. It's honestly
But this is where the real hockey's played.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Unless it's Denver.
Well, no, the East just eats itself alive.
Yeah, yeah. East is a gauntlet.
It's not easy.
That's what Tito was saying on Fan Sports Sunday, which you'll hear here in a second. He was like, expectation is the playoffs now, right? And I'm like, we do need one of these Metro teams to die in some fashion.
Yeah, like, we did get a lot better, but
we can't have the Rangers, Caps, Pens, and Canes all get 110 points this year.
Yeah, and then expect us to get 110 points.
It's not going to happen.
No. So, I talked a little bit with our Colorado correspondent about it. I was like, I think Boston falls off this year. They're not in the Metro, but that's a wild card team that I don't think is going to make the playoffs this year. And then I got to think at least the Pens or Caps, one of them has to go down.
We always think that, though.
At some point,
we always think that.
At some point, one of those two teams has to take
a step
back. They
never die.
Dude, Malkin's been doing that. I like just reading the headlines when Malkin was a free agent. He spent the last 16 years with the Penguins. It just it fully hit me that for a solid three quarters of my life, it has just been getting dominated by the by Pens Caps.
Yes, Ovechkin, Malkin, Crosby.
Like it's not even funny. And like now we have we literally if you put the Blue Jackets in the West. Probably won in the Pacific Division.
Absolutely.
Might even have run at the Central. Finished second, right behind
finished
the Avs.
Finished top three.
Yeah. No chance we're winning the Metro, right? Like, not this. Like it's
the
it's,
Rangers are so good. The Canes are good. I mean, I felt like we were still pretty competitive at times with those teams last season. That was with a really young team and a lot of injuries at one point.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, and here's the thing. It's gonna the pressure's on one man's back. And it's not our any of our defensemen, it's not our coach. It's Elvis.
Yeah, someone's gotta keep the puck out of the net.
We need a shutout season Elvis.
And
we need that
and
Elvis.
Let's be fair, a little more defensive structure might help him.
More defensive structure and
there were a lot of times he was left out to dry. But there are also times you're like, dude.
he had to make
a save.
We gave up a lot of pizzas. Pizzakov was definitely – Vladislav Pizzakov was definitely – you had to deal with him.
Yes.
You had to deal with spin cycle Werenski. He just gets spun around so many times.
Yeah.
You had Adam Boqvist gave up a million pizzas. But he felt bad about it. Like when he would give up a pizza, he was like a big like –
So
like dang it.
So I definitely think they'll be more in tune this year just because that was like really their first season all of those guys playing together.
Dude, our power play.
There is no reason our power play should not be top 10.
Dude, our power play should be.
There's no reason it should not be in the top 10 in the NHL. Cuz
we still got guys that we haven't even I hope Jens can keep up with everybody. Boone Jenner might get lost in the salt.
It's like never it's never a lack of effort out of him. Sometimes it's just his brain doesn't catch up to how fast his body's moving.
Right. Right. I hope he can keep up, but that power play is gonna be Jens.
Well, we just need him to just sit in front of
right.
He doesn't need to do anything.
Tappins.
Yeah. Tappins, Tippins.
Boone Jenner Tappins. That's what we need. Captain Tappin. We need tap-ins from him. He's going to be winning face-offs, and then we're going to have Voracek, Laine, Gaudreau.
Werenski.
Z. Sounds no, like goals.
There's no reason it should not be top 10.
There's no reason that shouldn't be a lot of goals. See, it's just one of those things right now, now that we're a week after signing Johnny Ham and Cheese. I'm just sitting here thinking.
I just want to start watching the first preseason games.
I know. There's too much time in between now and when actual hockey starts playing. I'm going to start. It's going to start becoming, this is too good to be true. Like, yeah. So we're missing something. Mm-hmm. Something that we aren't seeing is happening right now. And I don't know what it is.
Or everything's perfectly fine.
Or everything's perfectly fine and we just need to go just score touchdowns.
A touchdown a game would be awesome.
See, this is what I was saying a couple episodes ago. I think we need to start just PEDing everybody other than the top six or top five, four, three guys that we have and just play football.
Dallas Star Hockey.
Dallas Star Hockey, but with Johnny Gaudreau and Patrick Laine and Voracek.
Yes. Let them do their thing. Everyone else try to kill somebody.
Top line is skill. Everybody else, football.
Yeah.
We're playing football.
Murder someone. Scott Stevens the hell out of someone in the middle of the ice.
And credit Yarmo. He's making moves. I mean, that good Branson guy.
His job should be safe for the next decade.
He's suitcase. Michael Delzato got signed by the Panthers.
So now we got to do the Michael Delzato Bowl
with
the Panthers.
Yep.
Dang it.
Yep. Senators are not a rival. We have no beef with the Sens now.
We don't.
We're too good to have beef with the Sens now. The Sens did get a lot better, though.
They did get a lot better. They got a ton better.
We have to
We're gonna have to refigure out all our rivalry bowl games this year.
Just get them all lined up. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to figure those out. I know we got the Michael Delzato Bowl now with Florida. We got the Arena Window Bowl with the Kraken.
Yep.
The Kraft Mac and Cheese Bowl with the Sabres.
That's a classic. And then you have to have the World Cup with the Avs.
Yeah.
It's a World Cup, right? Is that
we
fair?
We sweeped them last year. Are we going to have a Torts Bowl? Just put his face on the
Torts Bowl, yeah.
Just put his face on the top of a bowl.
We're adding a lot of bowls. But, hey, we're one of those teams.
Season.
It's bowl season.
Dude,
we have a bowl with the Flames?
Yeah, we got a Eric Grinda. How do you say that guy's name?
Goodbranson Bowl.
The Goodbranson Bowl.
The Goodbranson Bowl. we got him first.
Yeah, he was the guy that opened the floodgates.
We traded for him. No, we signed him.
We signed him. He opened the floodgates.
He did. Apparently, Eric Robinson was teammates with Johnny Gaudreau, and he was on Sirius XM. And poor Eric Robinson, but he should have seen this coming. Like, if you're Eric Robinson, you don't just get asked to go on Sirius XM and, like, expect to talk about
your life.
Your 30-point season.
Yeah, your life.
I would like to have him on and talk about his 30-point season.
Yeah.
I don't need to bring up Johnny Ham and Cheese once in front of Eric Robinson. I'll just talk to him about how fast he is.
He is very fast.
But they had him on Sirius XM, and they asked him probably, like, 12 or 13 times, like, how did you convince Johnny Gaudreau to come to Columbus? And he was like, honestly, this is like verbatim, I'm quoting him. He said, honestly, I was pretty surprised to see we were in the mix. And I was like, oh, should probably start doing something to help, like, recruit.
Didn't even know we were on the radar.
And he was like, so why did you choose to come to Columbus? And he's like, honestly, like, you know, it's got a kind of a nice downtown with, like, a lot of things popping up that, you know, it's a good place to hang out.
Is this what Gaudreau said?
No, this is Robinson.
To Gaudreau.
On Sirius XM that he said to Gaudreau. He's like, some a lot of nice suburbs, and you'll never guess what the last one was. It's the last one.
Schmitz.
Oh, no, he said good golf courses.
Oh. I mean, that we do.
That'd be so funny if, like, we were in the tee time behind, like, let's say
at Table Rock.
Yeah, or I was going to say at Willow Run. Like, Johnny Gaudreau, like, is in Columbus. He knows about some of the nice golf courses, but
just sticks to the tracks.
But sticks to the absolute tracks. We see him out at Willow Run, or
we got a Wahlburgers in the casino. I doubt a lot of.
Do we?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been to the casino since I got kicked out.
Jen's dad just texted us this today.
Okay, that's kind of nice.
You gotta get that fixed,
dude. We're gonna bet so many overs in 2023.
2022.
If I make 2022, and legally in 2023.
Yeah, legally.
We're gonna make so much money off Jackets overs
and Gaudreau point overs, like 1.5 points a night.
He might not even be the guy. It might be Voracek.
Assists.
It's gonna be apples.
How many assists is this man gonna get tonight?
Wow. All right. Unreal. No, but I think I texted you like several times throughout these last few days. Like, I still just cannot believe he's a Blue Jacket. It just makes no sense to me. You said it hit you. You pulled up.
Yeah, I pull it up anytime I just see him just chilling in a Blue Jackets jersey. It doesn't make any sense. Anytime I see his face in a Blue Jackets jersey, it will never make sense to me.
He's so happy. He's the happiest man ever.
He's thrilled. Right here, he's signing the contract. He's thrilled to be taking three sheets less than somewhere else.
How did we swindle this man into thinking that he needs to be here? I don't know.
I'll never be able to tell you.
And not only did he come here to play for the – he willingly joined the Metro. Love it. Love it. I don't know what it means, but I love it.
It's just...
I know he hates flying.
Okay. Well, we're going to be doing a lot of bus trips this year.
A lot of bus trips, yep. Yep, busing back and forth. We're totally going to some away games, right? I think we said it.
Yeah, at least one.
Got to go to Pittsburgh now.
Last time I was there, I didn't even get to see a goal.
Yeah.
That was a tough outing for me. Yeah. I got to redeem myself.
Okay, so actually, real quickly before we take a break, and then we do the all-sports questions. What are our bowls list again? Let's just
check. We got the Arena Window Bowl.
Window Rivalry, yep.
With the Kraken.
Yep.
The Michael Delzato Bowl with the Panthers.
Panthers
now.
And O's? No. Or N Sens?
No, just the Panthers.
Okay, just the Panthers.
We're cool with the Sens now.
Cool with the Sens.
Kraft Mac and Cheese Bowl.
Kraft Mac and Cheese Bowl.
The Torts Bowl. The Eric Grundem.
The Good Branson Bowl.
The Good Branson Bowl. The World Cup with Colorado.
Yep.
Or Denver, sorry.
Denver, yep.
They could also be the Jack Johnson Bowl.
They could be. Which, that brings up another topic I need to talk about. If you are a Blue Jackets fan and you drink out of Jack Johnson's Stanley Cup, I hope you...
Yeah?
I hope...
Say it.
I hope you're not in Columbus when Columbus actually wins a real Stanley Cup.
Not our cup.
That's not ours. I don't know. It's not that cup that we win, that we will win, is not going to be
theirs. I'm saying the Jack Johnson one is not ours, so we should not be associating.
I wouldn't have been rooting for this, but I also wouldn't have been like, oh, what the hell? Like, if they would have drank out of it and they would have, like, eviscerated, like, what happened in
the
Last Crusade.
They just get real...
He just turned into an old man.
Yeah. Just... Windle away.
Takes away.
So yeah, I think those are our bowl games. I'm gonna honestly try to create some more because I love having bowl games. So I'm gonna try to make some more.
We had a good rivalry record last year too. I think
You posted it, right?
I did. I have it somewhere. It was right at the end of the season.
We did. I think we went like 2-1.
Well, we sweeped the Kraken. Yeah, how about that? Had never lost to the Kraken still.
Yes. Eat that. Oh, jeez.
Oh, I got it. Hold on.
I got no idea.
Okay, I got it. All right, so we had 3 bowl games last year. We had 6 total bowl games. 3 teams. The one was the Window Rivalry. Did we split that one?
What?
I have that. I thought we sweeped the Kraken last year. Did we not sweep the Kraken?
I can't even find the photo. So
yeah, I got the photo. I just put a W and an L. Oh, an L on his part. We sweeped him.
Yeah, we sweeped him.
Michael Delzato Bowl, we lost.
Yeah, that was tough. Okay, that was the one I really wanted to win.
And then Kraft Mac and Cheese Bowl, we won.
Smashed it.
Yeah, we smashed them.
The Michael Delzato Bowl is the one that's huge on my radar.
Right, we have to beat the Panthers this year.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, but that is the one I'm circling.
I'm excited. And we got the Torts Bowl, lovely new bowl, the Good Branson Bowl. That'll be fun. It's just nice because, like, the Jackets kind of have a rivalry with the whole NHL now that this happened.
Yeah, everyone, like, thinks of us as, like, the bad guys.
Because
when
we've
had nothing ever go our way, and sometimes finally something goes our way, and everyone's like, you guys are, like, the worst team in the league. Like, you guys should not.
We were just sitting here.
Yeah.
We were doing nothing.
We had our thumbs in our pants. And everyone's just like, you guys suck. Like, why?
Did you listen to the press conference when he got introduced? Yarmo spoke, and Yarmo was like, oh, when I found out we had a chance, I was like, we have to go for this. You're like, yes, you do have to go for this.
No crap, Yarmo.
Finally, last thing I wanted to say. Pierre-Luc Dubois wants out of Winnipeg.
That dude's just...
Pretty good deal that we got Patrick Laine and Jack Roslovic out of that trade.
Yeah, and Roslovic signed, and most likely they're saying Patrick Laine.
Well, Patrick Laine didn't sign up for arbitration, so...
That's good.
That is good.
That's massive.
Massive.
So
8 sheets a year.
Yeah.
8 years. 8x8.
Yeah, screw Dubois.
Yeah, Du Bois. All right, we'll come back. We'll do all sports questions, and then we'll wrap it up.
time for all sports questions with the hockey dudes. Excuse us while we talk about some balls on grass or something, or squeaky ball, or maybe even tennis. No, anything but probably not tennis.
All right, we're back, and yes, it is the all sports questions segment. How you like that new sounder? Sounds pretty cool, right? Yeah, I definitely didn't make that today.
I definitely heard it.
Yep. All sports questions, Tom. You had a couple that you saw there. It's all right. I'll read them. We're reading the same ones anyway. This one from Queen. Top five potential busts for fantasy.
I'm guessing he's talking football.
That's what I was going to ask him. I was going to say hockey? No, just kidding.
Football, hockey. I mean, you didn't really put a sport, so you can really put a sport. You can really put anyone out there.
You didn't put a sport. I'm only give two. I'm not going to give five. That's too deep.
Yeah.
I'll say Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill is a good one, I think.
Both those guys have bust potential.
Yeah. Did not think you were going to go that quick.
You thought it was going to take more time?
Yeah, I really did.
I can have a few more here. Say Mike Evans.
In Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I don't even know if he's still considered like one of those guys up there, but I'm going to say he's going to be a bust. Screw it. This is the first year that Tom Brady was like really unsure about coming back.
Yeah, I mean, you could say maybe he's a bust this year.
Oh, yeah.
If you're saying Mike Evans is a bust.
Brady, bust.
He's been a bust his whole career.
Whole career, but an absolute bum.
Russell Wilson, bust.
Broncos country, let's ride. Not riding with Broncos country? Okay, that's fine.
No, I'm not riding with Broncos country. And, you know, I'm going to do a hot take one. Derek Carr. I don't care that he got Devontae Adams.
I'm going to say another one. Los Angeles Chargers defense.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say defense.
I don't think they were really that good last year to begin with.
I'm going to say they're going to be a bust if you draft them high.
Yeah.
Because everyone's always on the Chargers every year.
For some reason. I think it's just their colors.
Yeah.
Everybody just wants to see those colors win.
You said Derek Carr?
Yeah. I don't care that he has Devontae Adams.
Wow.
That's a hot take one.
What about Darren Waller? He's pretty good.
He is pretty good. PPR league, he won't be a bust because he's going to get a lot of catches.
Fair enough. All right. That was a good fantasy football take. I'm not ready for fantasy football, by the way.
Neither am I.
Like, between the NHL offseason, which obviously got a lot more significant for Jackets fans, and college football still coming up.
Phil Steele.
Like, my brain is just filled with college football.
Phil Steele.
Although the NCAA Football Nation 247 today tweeting a tight end spotlight every 2 minutes.
You're going to know which tight ends to take for prop bets this year.
Jeez, brother. I unfollowed him. I said, I can't take this anymore. I tweeted out. Said, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, obviously you probably don't, unless you follow me on Twitter and saw me reply to this Twitter account. But there's this football account, college football account called NCAA Football Nation 24/7. And when I signed up for that follow, I was like, you know, I didn't think it'd be literally 24/7, 60 minutes every hour they were going to be putting something up. But these guys tweeted a picture and stats of every single tight end in Division I college football today. And it was too much for my brain. So,
I got another bust. I'm going to go and say Dalvin Cook.
Nice. I'm down with him being a bust.
Because they re-signed Kirk Cousins.
He's got to start falling off like big time at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm going to say Chris Olave is going to be a bust.
Whoa, rookie.
Yeah, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Can you be a bust if you're a rookie?
Fantasy bust, but not a total career bust. Yeah.
There are a lot of cooks in that kitchen.
All right, please, nobody actually take this advice. It's too early. Like, yes.
We haven't even gotten to camp yet.
Like, football, like, is it always there? Sure, but I'm not really thinking about the NFL right now. Like, I won't really start thinking about the NFL until the night of my fantasy draft.
I don't prep a fantasy football draft. I don't prep any fantasy drafts, but I... So, yeah.
You don't need to.
It's sit down, and you just got to go with the flow.
Just raw dog it.
Pretty much.
There was another football one here. Mount Rushmore of NFL players to never win a Super Bowl. You want to go first?
Yeah. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay. I'm going to stick with the same team. I'm going to say Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
Like, I think that dude was a lot of great years.
Yep.
To not have one ring.
Not even get to one. Both of them never got to one.
Right.
Randy Moss.
That's a good one.
Got to at least one. I don't know if he was on the Patriots for the second one they lost. But he's never won one.
I'm going to say Barry Sanders.
That's a good one.
And Calvin Johnson. Take those two. Just take two lines.
So I had sent this in the writers chat before I removed myself.
And I'm going to wrap it up with Larry Fitzgerald. There you go.
Oh, dude. He is so underrated.
That booty's so big. For a dude.
Yeah, he was so underrated. How about this stat? Most receiving yards per game in a single season since merger, minimum 10 games. Josh Gordon.
Oh, yeah. I sent you another Josh Gordon stat, didn't I?
Yeah, and this was with Brandon Whedon, Brian Hoyer, and I think Jason Campbell is his quarterback.
Yep.
Three quarterbacks in one season.
Yep. Yep. Josh Gordon could be on that list, sure. Why not? Baker Mayfield. No, it's too early.
Josh Gordon's on that
Josh
list.
Josh Gordon. Wait, what? So mine's four. I got Rivers. Megatron, Barry Sanders, Larry Fitz.
Dan Marino.
That's a good one.
Never made it.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever made it to one.
He did. No, I don't know. I'm not
pretending. I know he didn't win one.
Yeah, no.
I got one more, right?
Yeah.
T.O. is a good one.
That is a good one. Chad Ochocinco.
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah. Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer was pretty good.
Yeah, I want to put him in the Mount Rushmore, though.
Yeah.
He was okay, though. Yeah, he's good. Right. Yeah.
That's all I can think of right now.
That was great. That was great. All sports question. Okay, and we got a couple more here. I propose...
John Randall.
Yep.
I was trying to get one defensive player.
Yep. Let's see if I can get a defensive player.
Brian Urlacher.
I was going to say... No. Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
Got to one.
Yeah. Then his quarterback didn't fall in the fumble.
No. Just
ready
falling.
For this one?
Yep.
Champ Bailey.
Oh, yeah, with the Broncos. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one. I was going to say one that definitely won the Super Bowl and still is probably playing. Richard Sherman. He won the Super Bowl.
He's got
one. I just think about that one that he lost when he got cooked by... What's his nuts from? Was it Sammy Watkins that absolutely cooked him in the Super Bowl? No, it wasn't Sammy Watkins. It wasn't Tyreek Hill though, for the Chiefs. Somebody cooked
him. He wasn't on that team.
Yeah, he was. Right? Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
No.
He was on the Niners in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I was thinking of the Buccaneers.
Oh no.
Because he was on the Buccaneers.
The Chiefs cooked nobody in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm like, he wasn't on that Super Bowl.
Right. Luce.
Yes, he was on the Niners.
Yes. Okay. Next sports question. I'm going to read this one. Cam Smith, he won the Open yesterday. If he joins the LIV Tour, is that the end of the PGA Tour?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I'm gonna probably have to move to the LIV Tour full time if Cam Smith
really?
Goes.
Really?
That's too many
full
good
time?
Players. That's too many good players.
It's not the end of the PGA.
Yeah, that's true. The PGA will I don't know if it'll always be there. What if the Saudis just keep finding oil?
I don't think it's just gonna be
the end of it as being number one.
Oh. I mean it could be the start of the LIV having a more gradual takeoff, yeah. I don't think the PGA still has so many guys. They still got Justin Thomas, Rory.
Yeah, but now the LIV would have Brooks, DJ, Cam Smith, DeChambeau. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I still haven't gotten into the full team aspect thing of it. I think like that's just cool for the Ryder
Cup.
I'm
not saying that you will transition over, I meant as the golf world, like it's going to start. If he went to the LIV Tour,
well,
that would be
David Faraday's there too. That's a big get for TV personalities.
Yeah.
Is it confirmed Cam Smith is going to the
No, it is not confirmed. Oh. He was being interviewed about it yesterday, and somebody asked him the question. He was like, why would you even ask that right now? He was like, I let my team handle that business stuff. I just show up to tournaments and win.
Hardo.
Which is basically him saying, I'm going. Right?
He didn't deny it. He
said
did not say no.
He blamed his team. He basically said, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going. It's my team.
If you want to go, go.
I'd go.
As long as the Memorial's still hanging around that I can go get crushed at a Sunday a year, I'm fine.
Might be a lot of amateurs.
No.
Just a lot of dirtbags that you really haven't heard of, though. There's always been a lot of dirtbags that you don't really know of.
I don't care.
Yeah, that flop shot that Cam Smith hit to end that third round of the Memorial, I was like, oh,
electric.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
and then
yeah.
I hammered him on Sunday.
And then
he was
12 over.
Yeah, he was like six over through the first four holes. Said, thanks a lot.
Too many brewskis at pins.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
That would have been funny. Another all sports question. What's one golf course you would shell out $5,000? Like, what's one golf course you would do full in committing to going to one day?
I mean, is this like, is Augusta like an exception?
It has to be a public course.
Oh, public course?
Obviously, I think everybody would put Augusta number one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I would say.
Just one course. Other than Augusta.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
just excluding Augusta.
You tell me the course, I'll tell you whether it's public or private.
Well, I know Torrey Pines is public.
Right.
One course.
So is the beach. So is the beach. Pebble Beach.
That's public?
Yep.
Wow. I'd probably say Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Over St. Andrews. Where's St. Andrews on that list? Actually, how many golf courses can you name?
Me?
Yeah. Just out of curiosity.
Pebble, Torrey, St. Andrews, Augusta. I don't know if I can name courses. I can name events.
There you go. No, that's fine. You just named four courses.
There's Waste Management Open.
TPC Scottsdale. Yep.
TPC Sawgrass.
TPC Sawgrass.
Pinehurst.
Yep. That's like seven of them.
Yeah. Can you do, I mean, Jack,
yeah.
Jack's Place.
Yeah. I Northfield. Mean, I can add a Whistling Straits.
I couldn't. I had something. I thought it was like Whistling Snakes.
Shinnecock Hills,
Shinnecock,
where the U.S.
Yeah.
Open was at a couple years ago. Bethpage Black.
Yeah. Where were they at?
East Lake, which is where the Tour Championship is. Yeah. You could have said the one in Akron.
Bridgestone.
Is that called Bridgestone?
I have no idea.
I know it's called it's called Firestone, sponsored by Bridgestone.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stones.
Too many stones. I'm trying to remember the one course that they... Was Shinnecock the one that Bryson won the U.S. Open?
Ooh, that was... That was... Oh, Winged Foot. Winged Foot.
Was that Winged Foot?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know they were in Oklahoma for the PGA.
Yep, Southern Hills. Still part of the Big 12, by the way. Until further notice.
Until further notice. Yeah, Winged Foot was the one I was thinking of. That's probably it for me right now.
That was good. That was good. All right, last one. Does Pete Alonso go back-to-back-to-back tonight?
The triple back-to-back?
Yeah.
He's
won two in a row.
I think he could absolutely do it.
He's plus 165 right now.
I mean... The last two he's won, I don't think there's one guy out there that doesn't love just smashing those balls during the home run derby more than him.
Don't bet on Pujols tonight, everybody.
Yeah, please.
25-1 is pretty sexy, though.
It is, but I don't think he's got the endurance.
Right.
Maybe
does J-Ram have the endurance?
Yeah, he's young.
He's kind of a tubby guy, though.
He's always been a little tubby.
Okay.
He steals bases.
He steals bases. That's right.
He plays third base.
That's a great point. No, that's all I needed. I'm hammering J-Ram 16-1 tonight.
He steals bases.
He steals bases.
He He's got that little weight to hit dingers.
What a dub for not only Cleveland, but for Ohio and the Midwest if J-Ram can win in Dodger Stadium tonight.
Him signing was honestly like the Johnny Gaudreau because like he took way less money.
Oh yeah,
and signed a long deal.
Wasn't that like a 7-year deal as well?
Yeah, he left like $100 million on the table.
So get this. So
how about that guy Juan Soto turning down a 15-year like $450 million deal?
He's like, I do not want to play in Washington D.C. anymore.
Can't stand Washington D.C.
I am sick of looking at the Washington Monument every day. It's just a stick.
He's got to hate something about
Listen, I went to Washington, D.C. for 7 days or 5 days in eighth grade, and I was like...
Was it really 5 days?
I think it was 5 days, yeah.
I think mine was like 3 or 4.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, tough.
Loved it.
I went, and I was like, that was enough.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to go back.
I would go back, but would you go back... Would you live there?
I honestly don't know.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
In eighth grade, I wasn't like looking around being
Are you a seafood guy? You really got to be a seafood guy to live. You don't have to be, but just any one of those cities.
I like salmon and fried fish.
Yeah, you'd have to kind of get into crab a little bit. You have to be.
DC is not like a big seafood place.
Well, I'm just saying the DMV is just like huge crab.
Like Baltimore is.
Well, DC is only like 20 minutes from Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore can screw off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that was eighth grade. I really can't. I can't really tell you. I remember too much about it,
right.
Like walking around.
That's fair.
I'd like to go back to the Air and Space Museum, though. That place was awesome,
dude. Just go to the Dayton Air Museum. That's free and only an hour and a half away, and they got spaceships there. It's pretty sweet, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you
I
should
had
go.
No idea.
You'd enjoy it. There's a lot of planes.
Only time I've been to Dayton was when we drove through to Chicago,
yep.
And when I had to go with Carol for something for work.
Speaking of which, you're one weekend down in your kind of three weekend to four weekend bender you got going here.
Luce is not happy.
No.
This weekend was rough.
Really?
Yeah.
Financially or mentally, physically? Physically.
Physically.
Beers?
Yeah.
Too many?
A lot.
At least you were at a concert. I was on a river.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun if you have a lot of beers. It was also an overcast, so it was kind of cold.
Yeah, we didn't get to go. We didn't get to go yesterday.
What kind of brewskis did you have?
Michelob Ultras.
Nice.
It was either that or Bud Lights.
Michelobes.
Yeah,
better than Bud Light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some P-Dubs.
Oh, Pink Whitney's?
Yeah.
They had those going on down
there? No, I snuck those in. Airplane bottles.
Had to. What about, and then next weekend you're in the hills?
Yeah, I'm in Hocking Hills next weekend, or this weekend.
Oh, I thought this was your weekend off.
No, that's next weekend.
How many, yeah, because, okay.
I'm in Hocking Hills this weekend.
Weekend off.
Then Chicago. So I get a weekend off before the real trip.
Yep. You will die.
Just don't want to die hard.
No, you do want to die hard. You don't want to die slow.
I feel like the slower...
You just don't want to actually die is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it happens, it happens.
if I said... this is a horrible question to ask you. But if I said before you go to Chicago, you are going to die, will you still go? What if I said we're all going to die? Together.
Okay, then we're all then. That'd be a little better, I guess.
Let's say 5% chance of survival. Do we all get in the car?
I think we do.
Yep. Bring it on, right?
5% is a pretty good chance.
Wow, this just got morbid so fast. I'm so sorry, everybody. Knock on wood. Tom looks actually scared.
No. I'm just getting ready for the Michael Delzada Bowl.
Michael Delzada Bowl is coming up. All right. I'm going to just kick it over to the Fan Sports Sunday segment. Sorry if it gets a little boring. Sorry if you heard it before. If you enjoy it, listen to us on Sundays. And since we won't be on the other side of it, to say tell your dog.
Tell your dog.
Just tell your dog.
Live and local, it's time for Fan Sports Sunday. If the weekend is a big desert for sports talk, think of this show as an oasis.
Yes, yes, here we go.
Come drink from our pool of hot takes as you quench your thirst with.
I thought I was going somewhere, but I'm not.
So let's just start the show. Here's Elon Musk.
God, I wish I was Elon Musk. Triple H, my wife wishes I was Elon Musk also. It's not only me, it's her.
It's, you don't have to be Elon Musk, but you can have Elon Musk mindset.
I don't.
You do.
No, I don't. I really don't. But that's okay. But yes, the wife wishes I was Elon Musk. Triple H, how the hell are you, my man?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm pretty good. I
feel like I've seen you forever.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen you a lot, though, because I was listening to you a lot on the Buckeye Show this week with Tim May. Did a great job. May.
Thank you. I appreciate that. With Tyvus first couple of days, and Tim May after that. But it's me and you today till 2 o'clock, Fan Sports Sunday. And like you said, on the Sports Center update, and we'll talk more about the majors, about the British Open next. And yes, I call it the British Open, second segment. That's fine. But Triple H today, can't we lead with Johnny Hockey?
No, we should lead with Johnny Hockey.
How huge is that? That guy tied for second in points in the NHL this past season. And said he wanted to come to Columbus. That's different than what other people usually did.
It's absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely struck me out of nowhere. Like, I didn't see this coming at all. Obviously, I knew he was going to be a free agent this season.
Right.
And I knew some of the big boys were going to be in play. Everybody heard that he wanted to go home on the East Coast. And
wanted to go closer to home.
Closer to home, which,
right.
To be fair, anything in the Eastern Conference is closer to home than Calgary. So
Calgary, that's absolutely right, yes. So he wanted to go closer to home, and a couple teams had problems getting cap space for him, but he took less money than what Calgary could pay him to come here, which is huge.
I think it also just speaks to the quality of life you can live in Columbus as a professional athlete. He said that he had talked to players around the league, and every single time he talked to a new person about
Cam. Cam, yes, said, hey, I love Columbus.
Yes, and Cam plays for Philadelphia,
right,
who is trying to get Johnny Gaudreau.
I know. So this is probably the most significant signing in Jackets history, right?
No question. No question it is the biggest signing.
They made trades to get guys, and obviously Nash was a draft. They had other things that happened, but he is the first guy to say, hey, I am in my prime, and I want to play here. I could play other places. I'm choosing to play here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot. There's not a lot of times where an unrestricted free agent who just had that big of a season is an unrestricted free agent. It really hasn't happened since Panarin became an unrestricted free agent from us.
Right.
That a guy that big has hit the open market, and he decided to come here, and I listen. No complaints here.
I know they got to make moves to make some cap space. They obviously, Line A is still going to be here. They're going to make sure that happens. Line A will don a Jacket sweater this season. No doubt in my mind. He will be here. They have to clear cap space to give him what he deserves, what he needs, what he wants, all those things. I think they want to sign him to a long-term deal. But nonetheless, it is just amazing to me when I see a guy of this caliber say, you know what? Columbus is where I want to be. And it helps to right some of the wrongs. I'm not saying Panarin was wrong or Bob was wrong. Whatever. They had their reasons to go other places. That's fine. But the fact this guy says, I want to be here now, in my prime, long-term deal. I'm going to take less money, less years from Columbus to come here than I could have had in Calgary. It really could set this organization up for a lot of things going forward.
Well, and just eyes are on Columbus now for the past few years of being a great place to raise a family. And obviously, Cam Atkinson has a great relationship with Johnny Gaudreau and was saying great things about Columbus. And even just the Jackets retiring Rick Nash's jersey this past year, him being one of the better players to play in this last decade and for him to decide to make Columbus his home. I think that put Columbus a little bit on people's map. It's just a great city. It's a great place to be a professional athlete. And I think that shows. And it's great for the future of Columbus and for the future of Blue Jackets hockey. I'm really excited for what this season's going to bring.
I wonder now about the expectations. So, Yarmo, I love Yarmo. I think he is, if not the best, one of the five best GMs in hockey. I love John Davidson. I love Brad Larsen. I love where this, where the franchise is going. But now there's expectations. When you add Gaudreau in there, and you've already got Line A, you've got Elvis, you paid a lot of money to him as well. You've got Werenski. You've got these young guys coming up. So now the expectations, they have risen. And although that's all wonderful stuff, and it's great PR right now in July as we look at what this team will be. But there's also now the level of, okay, they have to be in the playoffs next year, right? If they're not in the playoffs, it's a disappointment.
Yeah, it is a disappointment. Here's the thing, though. You really need one of these Metro teams to fall off because these Metropolitan teams, like last year,
well, just stole Johnny Hockey from other Metro teams.
You did.
Okay.
You did. Yeah, that expectation certainly is there because, yeah, you have one of the best players in the league now on your team.
Right.
And Patrick Laine is still one of the best players in the league. You have him on your team. So that expectation is there. I'm not going to be super pushing this team to get in the playoffs just because.
Oh, come on.
Well,
they have to be in the playoffs this year.
I don't know, though, because like I want it to happen. I'm trying to reverse jinx it right now, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, that's fine.
But like the Rangers didn't make the playoffs their first year with Panarin, I don't think.
I know they didn't. But Panarin did not have Line A next to him.
He had Mika Zibanejad, who's equally as good. But to your point, yes, is the expectation still there? Absolutely. Sure, it can be, but just looking at the other teams in the Metropolitan Division,
right,
you still got the Rangers, you got
the Capitals,
you got the Carolina Hurricanes,
right,
you got the Penguins. Those teams are very good. So I think I'm just kind of trying to live off the excitement, and you know, I'll set my expectation once we get closer to the season on this team. And yeah, but for right now, it is very exciting.
I'm not expecting a 4-0 sweep of the top seeded team like we have with the Lightning a few years back. I'm not expecting that, but this team needs to be in the playoffs this year with the talent they have. And I love and hate that I feel that way. Because like you, look, reasonably, yeah, you know what? They're not rebuilding. What's Yarmo saying? They're retooling,
maybe?
Yeah,
resetting,
retooling,
I don't know.
Resetting. They're not rebuilding according to Yarmo. They've got these guys now. You got Johnny Gaudreau there. You do have Laine. You do have a high-paid goaltender in Elvis. Highly hyped. You do have these young guys that are in there. You got Sillinger in there. You know, it's like, yeah, John. Yeah, oh, my God. And you got Werenski as well. I don't want to put pressure on Larsen, but, God, if you don't make the playoffs this year, I think that's a really bad look for this team.
It is going to be, understandably so. I think you need to have better play out of your tendies, you know.
I mean,
I think the scoring is absolutely going to be there. You're absolutely right. I don't think the pressure's on Brad Larsen, to be honest, because he is coaching this team the way that an offensive-minded team is supposed to be coached, where it's just go let them play. Don't focus on back-checking as much. Just jump up in the offense. We'll get our goals, and we'll rely on our goaltender at the other end. And Elvis is still very young, but the pressure's going to be on him if this team wants to make the playoffs, no doubt.
I don't want to overpay goaltenders anymore. I don't see very often where overpaying goaltenders works out for a franchise. I'm not saying Elvis is overpaid. Look, you had to make a choice. Is it going to be Corpy, Elvis? You got to pick one. They picked Elvis. That's great. I know Corpy's back on a very reasonable contract, by the way, which is great. It's actually good for the Jackets that Corpy wasn't great last year. You know what I mean? They got him back at a discounted price because he wasn't great. His trade value 2 years ago was at its peak. They could have got a lot more for him. They didn't. He underperformed this year. They brought him back on a reasonable contract. It's the best scenario for the Jackets goaltending that they have Corpy at a reasonable rate. Elvis, he struggled last year. But if the Jackets don't make the playoffs this year, they've got to have a big start the following year or Larsen loses his job. That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and that's very true. I mean, the leash on NHL coaches is short.
I love Larsen. Know? I think he's great. Like, I don't want him to lose his job, but you're right. It is a short leash.
And I think he's going to do a good job. I'm not worried about him. I think he's done a great job keeping the young players engaged in the season. And
just the subtle text of
Hold on. Hot mic, Tom. All right. That was the Fan Sports Sunday segment. Thank you guys for listening. Please, if you get a chance, get on iTunes, drop a review. Always appreciate that. Other than that, hold on. Tom's going to say something.
Did you, I was just sitting down.
Okay, Tom, you leaned up, but tell your dog.
Tell your dog.